Cinema Mound Epa, gonna talk your favorite show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to blame Canada for another episode of South Park Weekly. That's right. We have to blame Canada. We got the
yes.
intro twice. We have Stephanie Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And I'm Phil Svitek. And Christian Blatt just had a baby.
Beautiful, smart, funny.
Oh, my God. Baby. No way. Did he really?
For yes.
real. It's happening today.
It's happening.
Oh, I'm so happy for him. I was so mad that he wasn't here, but now I'm not. Good job.
That is the voice of Anthony.
Oh, yeah. I'm Anthony, guys. Hey, what's
up? The best.
Oh. That's right. Steven is the love child of Christian that was born today. So we'll see them both hopefully next week.
We'll see them develop.
Anyway, we've got a great episode of Super Hard PC-ness to talk about. Let's start with this. Overall thoughts and a grade.
Okay, overall grade A. This was my favorite episode of the season, I think. It was really funny. I loved PC Principal. I love the sprouting romances we see, minus Cartman and Heidi. We'll get into that.
Boo.
I
boo you.
Oh, what? You would. You liked it?
Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Okay. So that's my rating. A.
I thought this was one of the best episodes, except when it got to the end, I give it an F. Only because they're making me wait another episode. I wanted just this thing to continue. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So many callbacks, so many references, and yet so much new development, so much to talk about. But you know what? Let's start off with Heidi and Cartman. Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
So Heidi, who now looks exactly like Cartman, even down to the whole sort of overall shirt and the hat, and
yeah.
Minus the pimples. She's got yeah. pimples, he doesn't.
That's her thing.
But we open up with a fight between them, so we think things are going bad. But no, they're truly in love.
I mean, it's really crazy how narcissistic he is about the entire relationship, because he's really falling in love with himself, because she's really becoming him. Like that scene where they're watching the show and she's like, she was funny. I do give her that. She was kind of funny then when she was making fun of everyone, but she was just gross.
I have to objectively, I agree with you in the sense of like as a human being, she is absolutely heinous.
Yes.
Show wise, it's brilliant and amazing.
Yeah.
And I love it.
It's a true full circle of coming back into how horrible Cartman is. It's like the perfect 21st season for him.
And I think, you know, I mean, in general, I think it speaks to how people are affected. And I think Wendy and Heidi will actually fight, because she's, you know.
Yeah, it's coming
she
up.
She wanted Heidi beaten up. Yeah. And Wendy's going to get a beating of her own soon.
That's true. I wouldn't mess with Heidi if I was in the playground.
Not right now.
She's fierce and thick. Thicker than usual.
It's because she's vegan.
She's eating Beyond Chicken. Did you get my picture I sent you of that?
Yes, I did.
My brother's a vegan, and my entire freezer was filled with Beyond everything.
You should have been an evil, evil person and just switched it out.
He would kill me.
Yeah, they wouldn't know, you know? Heidi doesn't know. So overall, I mean, Heidi and Cartman serve as the continued catalyst in all of this, the jumping off point. And certainly we'll talk about the main person it affects is Kyle.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about Kyle just yet. I want to talk about let's talk about Mr. Mackey and misconduct.
Misconduct. I love that.
Why? In what way? Just because they're so.
It was so just innocent and because I love how he was talking to PC Principal before and being like, "How you can't do that in a workplace? Like, you know, you can't like a coworker." And then it really was love at first sight. Okay, and huh?
Well, here's the okay. So I take offense to this because he didn't raise his hand for having a relationship with in the workplace. And we all remember Miss Chokes on Dick.
Yeah,
they had a great relationship. Okay, when they were exploring sexuality.
That's true. That is true.
So
he shouldn't have gone on PC principle like that. But it's a new age.
It is. So I get it. It's the past. We live in a post Harvey Weinstein era. So I love
we're learning.
I love that. That's what they're making fun of. You know, not good for society. Good for the show. Matt Lauer, huge news today. So it only furthers that argument of like PC principle. No way.
Yeah, it but was a great episode for PC Principal to come in.
But let's stick to Mr. Mackey because okay. I loved, first off, and I know we're kind of jumping off, but like the fact that the entire faculty watched them on a first date.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't when they because they zoomed into them two sitting and I thought they were out of the room and that was fast forward and then they zoomed out and they were all in the conference room just watching them.
Well, because the whole joke was that it was a skit, and the fact that like they had to keep it quote professional, but like, oh wow, I really like whatever its thesis or like, yeah, most people don't subscribe to that theory of counseling.
Genuine Jesus. Interest between them. She was really cute. I would have been like so pumped if Misconduct was at my school.
You get the play on words.
Yeah.
She's misconducting herself.
Well, also, I felt like it was a very Kelly Clarkson moment with Miss Independent. I just love the names that go with that.
Is it? Explain further.
Well, I just felt like the name was perfect. Like, she needed her own theme song. Mm-hmm. Instead of Miss Independent, be Misconduct.
Got it.
Just remixed.
Because she, yeah, I love the slip up of like, see, I shouldn't say anything about his eyes. That yeah. is why I gotta stick to work.
Yeah, I loved her. I retweeted them, okay, because South Park tweeted that.
So absolutely. Hopefully, whatever did happen to Miss Chokes on Dick? I know I should know this.
I think she just exited.
She that was gonna be a poor joke there. All right, let's talk about the other love story, the beautiful love story. PC Principal and Strong Woman.
Oh my goodness. I loved Strong Woman, too. I love all the women that were being added. I loved her.
See, that's what you're supposed to say. I can say my own thoughts.
Sorry. Yeah. Phil, I don't need you right now to back me up here.
Okay.
I loved that part because it was funny. I think that if we're talking serious, that some women have to feel like they have to overcompensate on that where they're like, chill out, I can handle this myself, don't you know this? But I he was such a good sport about it. He was like, you're right, I'll give you your space. So I loved her. And but I was kind of confused, if we're still talking, I know this kind of jumps into her counseling talking. No about her their relationship or her as
the tie it all in.
She was really not giving good advice. She was like, you're acting like a mother
To Kyle?
Yeah, to Kyle.
But he was!
It was irrational of him, which we'll talk about. But I do think she could have been a little bit more supportive since she's the new vice principal. But I love the best part of the episode, I think, was them playing the song coming out of his ears. Mm-hmm. And him not knowing that it was coming just from his ears. And the doctor had to explain to him.
To be fair, it wasn't coming out of his ears. It was from his heart.
Oh, yeah. Projecting through his... Yeah, you're right.
So...
It was
nope, there's no booty in the blowfish in your ears. I believe it's coming from your mind and your heart.
When they touched hands, that was so epic. My mouth was like... I loved it.
Well, you know, I thought initially the way it would go is that he would just be emasculated in the sense of like, well, you know, he's been preaching PC-ness this entire couple of seasons. And now he steps in, like his world is shaken, like, oh, because, you know, he really is trying to be genuine in terms of his support. But she's like, no, I don't need you.
Yeah.
And so it would have been like, well, what's my purpose then? But the fact that, no, it turns out to be love. and he knows it's inappropriate, especially given the current climate. I absolutely found that amazing.
Yeah, I loved him as a principal. I feel like he was a really good principal when he was explaining the importance of having her brought in and everything like that. And then I really felt for him because it is kind of a weird situation now where in workplaces, if you do genuinely like someone and you're not creepy and you're trying to be appropriate, it's a really awkward place to be in.
My general rule of thumb is, you know what? If you don't make it awkward, it isn't awkward. So, like, yeah. PC principal, I think he could have actually, like, obviously
wisdom
made
from
it.
Phil.
He could have actually opened the door and just done it.
Yeah, he was overcompensating his PC-ness, which is never bad. It's better to be safe than sorry.
No, it's bad when you're like, oh, well, like, if I said, like, oh, let me get you some water. No, wait, you're an independent woman.
Get it
so
yourself.
So I shouldn't get you water. Like, it's like, no, just, you know what? It's a good gesture, yeah. Nonetheless.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good statement. But they ended up feeling each other mutually, right?
At the cost of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Could have it.
When we're no longer PC, everything goes to shit.
Oh my gosh, I'm not opposed to that statement.
I mean,
I love PC-ness, and I love PC principle.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Does that mean he can't have the one thing? No, does that mean he can't have the one thing that he wants?
Can you answer me this, though? Is there actually rules? Are you not allowed to date coworkers if teaching? That seems like a rule.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on the school. They're in a public school in South Park. I mean, their mascot's cows. How strict can they be?
Yeah. I was surprised she liked him, though. I thought it was kind of going to be a situation where she hated him.
See, that's the obvious thing that's what made this episode so brilliant is that it played with our expectations. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I didn't expect him to like her. And then the fact that she actually does like him, and she's the one who raises her hand of like, has anyone had a workplace relationship? Hand straight up. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, she did.
So, you know,
she gave the first sign.
But this is where we actually end the episode, and the reason why I say, like, you know, I wonder if he can have what he truly desires, because as they're playing Hootie and the Blowfish, everything else is going to shit.
Yeah, but isn't it always?
I mean, now it seems a little bit more than...
Yeah, people are really becoming mean.
So who do we blame? Do we blame Netflix for greenlighting Terrence and Phillip?
Who? Or Canada.
Or Canada.
Or, no, let's really blame who just sends his plague throughout South Park. Cartman.
Is it?
Since the beginning.
Well, I think, okay, so one of the things we have to talk about is the fact, so first off, let's talk Terrence and Phillip, because...
Oh, yeah, the opening scene.
The fact
scene.
That they were so old, I was like, oh, dear Lord. Everyone else doesn't age, and yet as old as could be.
The opening scene with them was hilarious, when they were just explaining what they're going to do, their pitch, about, and then farting on each other, and then he's like, no, he's gonna fart on the cow. Like, he was just so classically pointless and hilarious. I loved that part. I love them in general, though. Great duo. Great dynamic duo. It brought back kind of, like, the old home farts. Like, really, like, long and loose.
That's true, yes.
So nasty.
Good callback indeed. excuse me. It was a great moment overall, but that's why when Strong Woman tells him, like, I think, like, they even brought back Michael Jackson,
yes.
And they were parodying Marion in the Mirror, and
amazing.
He was changing, and yet he ended up looking the same, and that's why, like, I am curious why you thought that Strong Woman should have given different advice, because, you know, she ultimately said, like, you're not looking for responsibility within yourself. And that's what Man in the Mirror is supposed to be all about. Like, I'm looking in the man in the mirror. Like, I'm going to change my ways. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Yeah, I agree, but he's continuously throughout this season and last season. Well, and usual, he's kind of the voice of reason, especially for the group. But like, he's gotten...
Kyle? It's usually Stan.
Yeah, but Kyle's gotten this season. He's been the number... Because with Heidi and everything, he's been really stepping up his game. He was
his
the
dad's
one...
a troll!
Yeah, his dad's the worst. He's a
and
monster.
His mom's a New Jersey... You know, housewife. Like, come on.
Yeah, but he's done a lot of good with the girl. He's tried really hard with the girls this year. He's gotten better. Anyways, what I think she should have told him, but this is super realistic of me, is that he should try a different approach and not blame Canada, blame his friend Cartman, who I blame for everything. But it was worth the scene that followed. I thought it was kind of a play on the whole Michael Jackson stuff, too, though, because he was doing it while a little boy was changing that song.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved that little moment. And I loved how it was just so obvious how he actually missed the whole point of that song.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, subtly, like,
he looks adorable with his red hair out. I love the red hair.
And then he trimmed it back to his old look nonetheless.
I know. He put the... That's like exactly what you're saying, how they take what you thought was going to happen and then did something else. Because I was like, oh, wow, is he really changing for good? And then he put the beanie back on. I was like, oh, no.
The coat and then the beanie.
No.
And then what I absolutely loved is just the whole joke that, you know, he's basically his mom. He can pick up his tampons and lost and found, whatever. And instead of mothers against Canada, it is now millennials against Canada, and it just wreaks havoc everywhere.
Yeah, I like MAC
millennials,
yeah.
Against Canada. Simple acronym, MAC.
Bringing the full circle. I mean, you brought that to my attention, but it was amazing. I want to see the mother's his mom's reaction to him. Maybe she joins. Do you think she would join in? Do you think she's still blaming Canada?
That's a good question. She might have to take some member berries to remember. I don't know. You know, what I loved is also the time, like, they brought in Tweak and Craig in the sense of, like, hey, like, this can't get any further because if the president gets involved, like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Like, his neuroses they got brought in.
What did they say? That they're the biggest, like, stock market investment or...
Who are you talking about?
The show.
The biggest export out of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
They account for 80% of Canada's revenue. So, messing with them.
I know, and then they tied in the president, which was awesome. I didn't think they were going to go that far.
Hey,
that
buddy.
Quickly.
Listen here, buddy. I like that. And obviously things start going to shit. So this is where we leave the episode overall. And it was so... I really just... I'm excited to see what happens next. That's where they really got me.
Yeah.
I'm very curious. And I think it hopefully has a very satisfying
end. I felt like it was a classic, great South Park episode. Especially with the ending of a huge travesty happening, but it being somehow funny.
I appreciate that, like... You know, I'm sure this episode and the next could stand alone completely on its own, and yet they tie back to other stuff, so you get rewarded for having watched over a long time and whatnot. So I appreciate they're finally finding that mix of where they're not, you know, being episodic, or they're not, you know, being linear with the storyline. They can have it be standalones,
mm-hmm.
And yet still tie it to old stuff.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree. They're doing a good mixture of that. Because it's even if you hadn't watched South Park, it would still be funny and you'd still get it. But when you do know the background, it makes it that much better.
Yes. But you didn't know the Blame Canada stuff, so...
I knew it was... I didn't know the mom is the leader of that. I totally forgot about that.
That's what made it so funny.
Yeah.
You know, he was his mom.
Jewish mothers unite.
So we should dedicate this episode to Christian Blatt. That's right. And also, any final thoughts before we wrap this out and listen to some Hootie and the Blowfish?
No. Well, I was just reading quotes I wrote down. I loved when he said, I realize this doesn't gel with your nihilism.
What a deep thought.
Yeah, I was like, good word. I love that. It was actually a perfect description of Cartman. Mm-hmm. So that's my final thoughts.
Fair enough. I'm just excited to talk about this episode. Again, Christian really loves Terrence and Philip, so I know he's going to be kicking himself for having missed it, but hopefully we'll get the whole gang back next episode for the season finale of season 21. And then, of course, how many more weeks after that? We're going to do, I believe, one more episode after that to round out this year, and then we'll continue our fun weekly episodes until next season. So hit that Hootie and the Blowfish song. Come on now. All right, sing it.
Oh my, I don't know the lyrics, thankfully.
This is one of the most famous songs.
I know. I got nothing. It just definitely works on my husk.
Anyway, as explosions happen, the song takes us out. Thank you guys for watching. Comment below. Of course, subscribe to this YouTube channel. We've separated out our various YouTube channels, so we're on the animation channel. So if you want all our new episodes, subscribe here. Thank you guys as always. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.